Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild tonight, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a calm evening, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu heads to Washington to align on security needs with the U.S., despite differing priorities with former President Trump on Iran. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier this hour the IDF and Shin Bet have killed Hamas internal security chief Wael Musa Khalid Ladawi in a strike in central Gaza. Also this hour, from Walla, the IDF confirms the elimination of Amro Abu al-Resh, a key player in the release of an Israeli citizen from Hamas captivity. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew has reported earlier today the IDF's strike in central camps took out a Hamas security commander involved in planning attacks. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF has destroyed a significant Hamas tunnel in northern Gaza. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting earlier today, describes Israeli tanks moving through Zawtar al-Sharqiyeh in southern Lebanon, as Lebanese troops deploy nearby under a U.S.-sponsored agreement. Eve Barlow shared this morning that anti-Zionism, as observed from Greece, is a dangerous movement. Eyal Yacobi, commenting just minutes ago, links the current tensions with Iran to economic predictions, suggesting that fears of recession are overstated. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's visit to Washington. The Times of Israel highlights that both leaders are navigating upcoming elections. Netanyahu aims to secure understandings on Israel's security interests, particularly concerning Iran and Saudi relations. This trip underscores the ongoing strategic partnership despite political shifts in both countries. Turning to developments in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Wael Musa Khaled Ladawi, a senior Hamas figure, was targeted due to his role in intelligence and operational planning against Israel. This strike is part of a broader strategy to dismantle Hamas's leadership and infrastructure. Meanwhile, Walla reports on the elimination of Amro Abu al-Resh, who was involved in the release of an Israeli captive. His death marks a significant blow to Islamic Jihad's operational capabilities. The IDF's actions reflect an intensified effort to counteract imminent threats. In earlier reporting by Israel Hayom, Ladawi's removal was a coordinated effort involving forces from Division 7. The operation aims to weaken Hamas's internal network and disrupt future plans against Israel. Stability in the region remains a critical focus for the IDF. Finally, I-24 News highlights the destruction of a Hamas tunnel in northern Gaza, a tactical move to prevent future infiltrations. This operation is crucial for maintaining security along Israel's borders and preventing potential attacks. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that new summer products are launching, including a teeth whitening brand and a serum for sunspots, marking a wave of innovative consumer goods. Separately, Globes announces Entera Bio's successful $275 million raise for its phase 3 osteoporosis drug trial, securing financial stability through 2030. And finally, CTEC reports that Way Security has raised $20 million in seed funding to address challenges in enterprise identity management, showcasing Israel's continued leadership in tech innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.